There's more criticism of British involvement in Iraq following the deaths of 6 British soldiers. They were killed in southern Iraq Tuesday. An angry mob armed with assault rifles and rocket-propelled grenades attacked a police station where the soldiers were stationed. Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair told Parliament yesterday he regretted the loss of life, but he said his government remains committed to stabilizing Iraq.
I believe that our exit strategy has to be a strategy based on making sure that we maintain our pledge to help Iraq be rebuilt as a stable and prosperous country, because if it is not rebuilt in that way, if it were to continue under the type of regime that Saddam Hussein represented, then it would continue to be a threat to the region and the wider world.
Gene Eaglesham is a reporter for the Financial Times in London. How successful has Blair been in convincing Parliament and the British public of the need to maintain and reinforce British forces in Iraq?
Well, I think there's a lot of distrust and a lot of concern about what the government's doing. Certainly these deaths have caused a huge amount of shock over here. There's a feeling that the British forces were almost immune from the kinds of casualties being suffered by the American forces. And clearly those assumptions have all been thrown into the air by these killings. And there's a huge amount of hand-wringing and concern in the media today.
Isn't Blair's communications chief, Alistair Campbell, also facing criticism in Parliament over intelligence reports on Iraq's banned weapons?
Yeah, that's right. There's an ongoing row here about the claims the government made about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction ahead of the war, and in particular about the 2 dossiers that were put out in the build-up to the war. Now, Alistair Campbell, who's the spin master for the Blair government, had a 3-hour televised grilling before MPs yesterday, and the claims that were in the dossier were put under scrutiny by the MP. Mr. Campbell repeatedly denied that they had exaggerated the threat, although he did admit they had made mistakes in the 2nd dossier that was issued. So it was pretty much a score draw, but the issue here of the weapons of mass destruction is still rumbling on. There's a lot of concern about whether Britain was justified in going to war, and now about how we're going to actually get out of Iraq eventually.
The failure so far to find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq's causing a lot of controversy here in the United States, but even more in Britain, right?
It's a huge amount over here, because they made the issue of weapons of mass destruction the principal rationale for going to war. It wasn't regime change over here. It's not sufficient over here for Mr. Blair to say, well, now Saddam has gone, therefore it was justified. They said the reason and the legal reason they gave was to find these weapons, and the government is still insisting that evidence will emerge. They say eventually, you know, the evidence has been hidden by Saddam, but eventually it will emerge. Now, if it doesn't, that's going to cause massive problems for Mr. Blair's credibility and also for the government as a whole. All the senior ministers have come in behind him on this one.
Blair spent months defending his decision to support the American war effort in Iraq. How did the deaths of the British soldiers affect that position?
I think it makes it more difficult. The hope over here, clearly, is that it was an isolated incidents, and very much what defense insiders are saying is they hope it was just a one-off, and that the strategy the British are pursuing, particularly sort of non-confrontational approach, is still justified. And they're saying if you look around Basra itself, things are generally improving there, and they have had some successes. So that's very much their hope. And I think if that is the case, then the political impact of the incidents will be fairly limited. The fear, of course, is that this is part of an escalating campaign, that the British forces will get drawn into the kind of incidents that are affecting the US forces. And if that's the case, then I think things will get much more difficult over here. We've already had Tony Blair yesterday effectively suspending the plans he had to pull down further the number of British forces.
Gene Eaglesham is a reporter for London's Financial Times.